My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to our PAPL on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With over 40 years of experience in the financial industry, Mike provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Talk. It's always great to have fellow Hoosiers from Southwest Indiana tuning into our show. Thank you for being along today. Today, we're going to catch up on what I believe is one of the most pressing issues facing Americans today, and that is the issue of the United States debt and the unfunded liabilities. Our U.S. federal debt has exceeded $35 trillion. The unfunded liability total is in excess of $217.8 trillion, and that's just an incredible amount of money. I can't wrap my mind around that. I can't comprehend a debt of this magnitude. It truly is staggering. And I believe that very soon the politicians in Washington, D.C. will have no alternative, and they'll be forced to deal with this issue. And we've said it many, many times here on our show, and guests who have appeared on our show have said, when that time comes, the government will really only have a couple of options. Most likely, the first option is raise revenue through changes in income and estate tax policies. And number two is to change benefit programs, payout levels, and eligibility. We're going to talk about these issues today. And to help us look further, I want to bring in Tony Shore. Tony, no doubt in my mind that these debt issues are very real. They're concerning. They will impact every American and everyone planning to retire or already retired. I hope they'll listen intently today as we discuss this issue on our show and how they might be impacted.
Well, great as always, Mike, to join in. And it comes as no surprise to me, and it should come as no surprise to our listeners, how strongly you feel about the importance of this issue. I think the potential impact on income plans, legacy plans, it's huge. Over the years, you've spent a lot of time trying to get the attention of retirement savers and retirees. And on this show, you've hosted Maya McGuinness, U.S. Senator Mike Braun, and others to talk about the potential consequences of our nation continuing down this road with these extraordinarily high debt levels. They say it's important if you want to keep talking about it, and that's what you're doing. It is important to keep talking about it. And again, today we're going to discuss this. So listeners, I hope you take this issue seriously. Mike, I definitely know you do. Where do you want to begin with this one today?
Well, an unusual source for us, but we're going to actually quote a CNN article, Tony. This is an article dated July 2nd of this year, so just a few weeks back, and the reporter was Hannah Ziady, Z-I-A-D-Y. And here's a headline, and I think it's one that kind of grabs at us. The world is sitting on a $91 trillion debt problem. Hard choices are coming. Is her headline. And the crux of her message is that this debt problem is not just an American problem. It's so large as to be almost equal to the total global economy. And as Ziady says, the problem has become so large that it poses a very real threat to our standard of living, even for nations that are considered to be rich, like the United States. And I kind of pondered on that a little bit. You know, we're considered a rich nation, but look at the debt we have. The International Monetary Fund in late July reiterated their prior warning to the United States about our chronic fiscal deficits, and they said that we must urgently address the issue. Vanguard's global head of rates said that this is no longer a long-term problem. It's now a medium-term concern, and we need to be dealing with the issue. You know, and real recent, this issue has had some real consequences. It created a large political turmoil in France. It sent bond yields soaring, according to this article. And listeners, you might remember that France was forced to have a snap election for their leader. So, and that's real recent. So, you know, it's very much already having an impact around the world, Tony. And we want our listeners to be considering what actions they may need to take with their retirement savings portfolios to prepare for what we believe is coming down the road as governments are forced to deal with the debt issue.
Yeah, I think that's really important to note. And that is interesting that this has happened with other countries, like France has had a problem with this, and our debt is affecting so much. There may be some people out there listening today who haven't been following this issue. So help them out and remind all of us what the potential problem is if our nation has too much debt, which it does.
Well, that is the story that we want to tell, Tony. It boils down to this. You know, debt is expensive. The government has to pay interest on the money it's borrowed. You know, the people who've lent the money to the government, they own the debt. They want paid. And as interest rates have risen over these last few years, so have the interest payments that the government has had to make. You know, it's a higher cost to service the debt. And that means, you know, less money is available out of the U.S. budget for things that are really important, like public services, or maybe responding to a financial crisis, wars, pandemics. You know, this year in 2024, the U.S. government will pay more in interest than we pay for our national defense. And that makes it the single largest category of expense for our government. Projected interest costs for this fiscal year are $892 billion. And that's a whopping 36% increase in interest just over the last year. There's another group that we follow closely, the Peter G. Peterson Foundation. Their website is pgpf.org. And they project that the United States will pay, get this, $12.4 trillion in interest over the next 10 years. The Peterson Foundation breaks it down by saying the daily interest cost is $2.4 billion. And by 2034, the daily interest cost will rise to $4.7 billion. And that's, you know, money
per day.
That's per day. You know, and the problem is that's money that's not being invested in projects or services that make the lives of Americans any better. You know, it's not addressing the very pressing issues that we have as a nation. You know, whenever I was taking a course as a youngster and they were talking about, you know, putting money on a credit card or charging it. And the guy said, well, that's just a person who's living in advance. Well, living in advance of what? Living in advance of your ability to pay. Well, just look at what our government is doing with all this borrowing. They have, you know, spent years and years and years of future income by borrowing it, and it has to be repaid. And to me, you know, the question becomes, how long can we continue at these levels before we reach a point where it's going to be very, very difficult to fix? And as Maya McGinnis from the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, CRFB.org, said on our show, we want to avoid a time where we get into what she referred to as, you know, a debt spiral. That would just be very, very difficult for Americans to work our way through that. So we need to take note.
Well, yeah. I mean, and like you say, how long can we continue at these levels? I mean, we're talking about some really big numbers here. And Mike, help me visualize this. I don't think people really can get a sense of what $1 trillion is. That's a trillion with a T. And the current U.S. debt is $35 trillion and counting. I mean, you know, just while this show's going on, between when we record it and when people hear it, it'll be more. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah. It's staggering. And, you know, if we just write the number out, 35, we're going to follow it up with 12 zeros. Takes a little bit of time to do that. But let me try and give some perspective as to the scope of the debt. If we laid $1 trillion in dollar bills out side by side, it would cover more square miles than the states of Rhode Island and Delaware combined. Now, that's just $1 trillion. And we've got 35 times that amount. If you put $1 trillion on skids, it'd take 478 semi-trailers to transport it. Now, that's just $1 trillion. If you stacked up trillion $1 bills, it would be 67,800 miles high. And if we stacked up 35 trillion in $1 bills, that would reach 2,305,000 miles high. Now, that would be like traveling to the moon and back 10 times. You know, I don't know about you, Tony, or our listeners, but you know, as I was putting this information together for the show, I thought, you know, my yard here where I live is a pretty nice size. And I tried to envision, you know, going out and covering it with $1 bills, right? But we're talking about 10 times to the moon and back. It's just a profound number. And we're not even talking about the unfunded liabilities. That's the number that concerns me more than just the $35 trillion debt. The unfunded number is $217.8 trillion. Well, what's an unfunded liability? Those are all the promises the government has made for the assorted benefit programs, Social Security, Medicare, federal employee pension benefits, those types of things. I won't even try and put that into miles or cover states with it, but it is a concern.
Well, yeah, you could cover the globe with it. Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling, and shame on our politicians for creating such a massive debt. They are just unable to cut spending. So you have vividly stated the size of the debt problem and tried to put it into visual terms so our listeners can somehow wrap their head around these numbers that are just unfathomable, really. And it just seems overwhelming to just put the magnitude of debt in focus. But I know that you really want to focus on, for the benefit of our listeners, is what it could mean to them in very real terms, right?
That's why we're here, Tony. And I want to start by saying, you know, Ed Slott, who we talk about a lot on our show.
Yeah.
He is the authority on qualified retirement plans, according to the Wall Street Journal. And he says that taxes will be the single biggest factor that separates retirees from their money. And we've done a special series on his book, The Retirement Saving Time Bomb. And listeners want to make sure you know there is an update to that book now that's out. And I would encourage you to get a copy of that and read Ed's work there. I think it's important to be informed. And as part of what Ed says, he also reiterates that the government really only has those two options: to raise revenues through tax policy or to reduce and adjust program benefits. So let's talk about the second one first here, the possibility of reducing programs. You know, that's very unpopular for politicians. You know, for them to suggest cutting programs like Social Security or other programs that millions of Americans depend on, you know, they're going to get voted out of office, not elected, and it's not the politically expedient thing to do. But I don't personally believe we'll see changes for Americans who are already receiving those programs. But I do expect that we're going to see changes in how some of those programs are taxed in years to come, specifically Social Security. You know, Social Security income is not taxed until an individual or a married couple reach certain income thresholds. We've talked about provisional income in the past. Listeners, you need to understand what provisional income is and how it works and how it might impact you. But for me and my wife, Alice, you know, we want to limit the amount of our retirement income that is calculated under provisional income. We don't want subject to the provisional income test. And if we can plan wisely, use the right financial tools, then less of our Social Security income will be taxed. I get to keep more, but it takes advanced planning. And sometimes it takes 2, 3 or more years to work through an individual's assets and to properly structure those into a plan that can, if not escape, at least minimize the impact of federal income taxes on our Social Security income. Second, most Americans build wealth for retirement in tax-deferred plans, you know, 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, 457s, you know, those types of accounts where the money goes into those before it's ever taxed. You know, many times it's, you know, payroll deducted. We never see it. And the contribution goes in untaxed. All the growth is untaxed until we take the money out. And we need to recognize that if most of our retirement income in those types of accounts, we need to understand where we are historically in tax rates. Remember, and we've said in the past, right now, federal income tax rates are near historic lows. So should we consider making some moves in our planning now to take advantage of this low tax period? Or are we just going to wait until tax rates go up in the future and pay more tax when perhaps we really don't have to? And I would say this, you know, don't just buy into what some people are calling a myth that you'll be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. I urge everyone to actually take the time and to do a few income and tax projections. You know, actually get it on paper, get it on the computer screen, work it out, do the math, and then perhaps adjust your approach to building retirement assets accordingly. Maybe you want to look at restructuring some of the investment types accounts. You know, we talk about diversification of portfolios for reasons of market risk, but what does your tax diversification look like? Younger people, I'd say anyone who has, you know, 12 or more years until they retire, make sure you're taking full advantage of Roth types of accounts and also accounts that qualify under Section 7702 of the Internal Revenue Code. We don't talk about that a whole lot, but there are a whole category of financial products that qualify under 7702. And if you structure them properly and you follow the rules and the provisions, that can be another area of tax favor. Income when you retire, not subject to provisional income, not subject to federal income tax. And also, if you have the option to work to make contributions to a Roth 401k, maybe you think of doing that in lieu of having all of your contributions going into the traditional tax deferred when it's all going to be taxed on the other end. If you have any questions about what we're talking about today, if you're not sure that you have plans in place that protect you from what might be higher tax rates down the road, I hope you'll give me a call at 812-787-0809. And we can talk about the concerns that you have, see what next steps might be of benefit to you. Again, number is 812-787-0809. 800-288-0809.
All right. Well, Mike, you covered a lot there. I'm glad you touched on Roth IRAs and tax implications. Now, do you have any other suggestions, action steps, things our listeners might want to consider?
Well, we sure do, Tony. And a lot of it is, you know, we have to have our eyes wide open and kind of recognize the landscape. So one of those things we don't want people to forget is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Sometimes referred to as the Trump tax cuts, you know, those are slated to expire at the end of 2025 for individuals if Congress doesn't do something to extend them. That means that tax rates will revert back to what they were prior. Again, as I said, for individuals, and tax rates were higher before this provision. So something that you might think about here. If you are the recipient of inherited IRA and you're taking distributions each year, maybe you want to consider taking a larger distribution in 2024 and 2025 and take advantage of these currently lower tax rates. Now, if you're considering Roth conversions as part of your strategy, again, you know, think about what amounts you want to convert, maybe accelerating your plans if that's something you're going to put off for a few years. Maybe you want to do some of that now while tax rates are where they're at. So, you know, I want to be real clear. I strongly encourage everyone, before you do either, check with your tax professional. Ask them how much you can convert or how much you can withdraw from that inherited without moving yourself into the next tax bracket. You know, we wouldn't want to make a mistake that imposes additional tax bracket increases on ourselves. That's what we're trying to keep Uncle Sam from doing down the road. So you work closely with your advisor, work closely with your tax preparer, and ask that question. So I hope you'll give me a call this week at 812-787-0809. You can listen to all of our past shows by subscribing to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber at your favorite podcast site. A couple of reminders. We're going to be announcing the date for our client appreciation event. It's going to be in December. Current clients are going to be receiving a save date card in the mail here in September. We want to see everybody at this. It's going to be our biggest and best event yet. We've got a special guest going to be appearing that night from Nashville, Tennessee, and we're going to have them on the radio show here in a few weeks. So, again, I hope you'll give us a call. We can help with your retirement needs in any way. 812-787-0809. We'll be back again next week with another timely show. Please join us. And remember, you can tell a friend about Compass Retirement Advisors and tell them that our show is on each Sunday, WBDC, at 1230. Thank you for being with us today. I hope you'll take the information, consider it. And if you have any questions on how to incorporate tax reduction strategies into your financial plan, again, give me a call at 812-787-0809. Thank you for being with us today.
All right. Well, that does it for another edition of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809. Or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, The Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Product and features may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained here and information is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.